bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving. Have fun along the way and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right, my magical friends. So I have an episode for you, and this is specifically for all the independent women out there, right? Like, there is this wave of women in the world that are doing the most miraculous, magical things and creating companies and businesses and supporting really cool projects all over the planet. And it's amazing. And as someone who has prided herself on being independent most of her life, I might have sort of a bit of a controversial show for you today. And so this is for you if you are independent, if you love independence, if you've been priding yourself on independence, if you run a company, if you're going to take care of everything, if you're not dependent on anyone else, I have a message for you. And I didn't realize it until recently that independence might be a shadow side of people-pleasing. And I've been sort of on this people-pleasing kick in my own world because I realized a couple of years ago, even though I didn't realize it, I was totally a chronic people-pleaser. Dancing around other people's feelings, they're upset, not wanting to charge too much for my services, judging my, like all these things that happen. And so I didn't even realize it, especially as a business owner, how deeply ingrained in taking care of my staff more than taking care of me, right? Then all these things that occurred. And so we had this call on, I have an online program called People Pleasing the Class. And in this class, every week, anyone's welcome at any time. The online course you get to take in your own time, in your own way. And then you get to meet with me once a week on a live coaching call. And we get to facilitate anything that might be coming up in your world. So from stress to anxiety to overwhelm to how to, you know, find more inner peace and calm to building your business to growing your business and all these different things. And the topics that we're able to cover truly are incredible. And every week we uncover new material and new things. And this past week we looked at this concept of independence. And I didn't realize that independence might be costing you your health, might be costing you having a regulated immune system, might be costing you a balanced hormonal system, might wreak havoc on your nervous system, on your digestion, on your heart health, on your physical body, even on your posture. And so there's so many things that I think that, you know, I'll just speak for myself as a woman. I watched my mother raise four kids essentially on her own. My dad was in the picture, but he was off in his own little world. And my mother was the one who was working the 100-hour weeks and, you know, taking us to our sporting events or making sure we had, you know, a ride to and from. She was always on the go. And I really admired her working spirit and her tenacity and her willingness to provide for her family, but it came at a really big cost. And it came at the cost of her happiness. It came at the cost of her being present, really present with her children, right? And so I've caught myself in some of the familiar patterns that I was raised with. And you know, the last sort of several months, I've been really working, receiving, playing in relaxing into a different state rather than this mindset of, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. And it can be exhausting. One of the things that, you know, kind of revealing some secrets here and some vulnerable moments for me, one of the things that's always been challenging for me is, as a intuitive consultant, you know, working with people all over the world, I've sort of adopted this energy of like, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm going to work, I'm fine. And for the most part, that is true. But when I butt up against my own insecurities, my own challenges, when I'm about to break through a ceiling, when I'm taking a really big risk, I have struggled with knowing who to reach out to. And so I tend to feel somewhat lonely in these intermittent moments of transformation. And there have been times where I want to reach out to friends. I've gotten a lot better lately. But for many years of my life, and being independent and being a single mom and, you know, building a business, raising a kid, living in Aspen, traveling the world, I tended to always take this attitude of, I'm fine. And I'm not saying I wasn't, but there are moments in which I so deeply craved having somebody that I could lean into, right? So no one else was going to pay my bills for me. No one else was going to build or run my company for me. No one else was going to do the book tours and travel the world and work with my clients. And so sometimes it can be a heavy cross to bear, not right, not wrong, just a choice. But in the wake of this independence, what I didn't realize is that it was also costing me a lot of things. So here I was working hard, head down, navigating. And if I would have taken a moment to rest, to relax, to sleep, so a year and a half, 2 years ago, I started to do that very thing. I started to sleep more. I started to rest more. I started to give myself more space, be more kind, let go of timelines, of deadlines, of when I wanted to accomplish things. And what happened accidentally is that all of a sudden, I started to have more energy. All of a sudden, things started to show up as if by magic. Things that I had been working a decade for started to come to fruition without me having to work for it. And so I was doing a different kind of work, and that was the work of trusting myself, falling in love with myself, letting go of deadlines, appreciating the present moment. And so for all of you independent women out there, although this might be a hard pill to swallow, if you aren't letting others in, if you don't feel like you can, you know, reach out to someone and really receive their support in a time of need, you might be suffering. You might have low energy, right? You might have chronic fatigue. You might have low levels of anxiety or high levels of cortisol, which a lot of independent women struggle sometimes with their body image. They sometimes struggle with their self-esteem, and they sometimes struggle with regulating their body weight. And so they might yo-yo, they might go through periods of being famished and hungry all the time, and then other moments of not really desiring to eat. They might want to distance themselves from intimacy, even if they say they crave it, right? So it's not right or wrong. It's just a little conversation about, there is another way, and you can can still be indent, but from a very different energetic standpoint. So the independence I'm talking about, one that might have a little bit of chaos to it, it might have a little bit of head down and working hard, it might have a little bit of, I don't have time for that. It might have a little bit of, I wish there were more hours in the day. And so you just want to look at your world and be self-introspective to see, wow, well, I do love my independence. There's nothing wrong with that. But is your independence costing you the very thing that you desire? And so I know that there's ways to have financial freedom. There's ways to have time freedom. There's ways to have health freedom. So one of the things that this fierce independence cost me was my health freedom. So without realizing it, I had become sort of hostage to my own body's energy. So my hormones got out of whack. I went through menopause. My nervous system wasn't regulated. And the symptoms that occur are exhaustion, fatigue, low energy levels, not really feeling motivated, maybe a lackluster energy, brain fog, not really having a level of enthusiasm for life, almost feeling like the joy is gone. And that can be a pretty lonely place to be. And I'm not saying that men don't go through this. They probably do, but men are wired differently than women. And so this specifically, because I don't know what it's like to live in a male body in this lifetime. I know what it's like to be in a female body. I also know what it's like to want to be, right? When I was little, I was like, wanted to be a tomboy. And, you know, I talked about this in an episode, and on my Facebook page, I did a video a while ago that talked about, I'm really glad personally, just my experience, that I didn't have that conflict being raised at this time period in life, because people are quick to sort of say, well, I want to be a boy and do that change. I don't know anybody's journey. This isn't a right or wrong or political conversation. This is just my personal experience of a few months ago. I looked back and I said, wow, I'm really glad that I'm not struggling with my sexual orientation and my identity at this time period. Like if I was 10 years old in this time period right now, I might have forced my parents to go through a hormonal change that led me to remain a boy in this time period. And I'm really glad because, you know, although I wanted to be a boy for many years of my life, I'm so thankful that I remained a female. And so as a female, I've tended to be on the masculine side of things, where I've tended to work hard, you know, value like hard work, long hours, building things. Men are definitely wired more easily for initiation and initiating projects, initiating businesses, you know, building things, where women are more wired to nurture and to care. And so I didn't realize that in my quest to be fiercely independent and successfully so, I stopped nurturing me. I stopped nurturing my body, and I started to have some pretty serious health challenges along the way. And so as each of you navigate your journey, this isn't about what's right or wrong. This is about what's true and what's authentic. And to get curious about the places in your life where your very quest for success might actually be costing you your freedom with your health, your freedom with your body, your freedom in relationship, right? Or not in relationship, your freedom in your business and success, your time freedom, right? And so one of the things that I think is really valuable is to take a step back and look at your life from a much bigger picture. And that picture includes softening your gaze and getting curious about your life as if you were looking at somebody else's life. What would you think about how you get up in the morning, the thoughts that you think in your head, how you navigate your journey? And is that a journey that you want to be a part of? And so pieces of your journey might really be working for you. And if they are, if no one has told you lately, right? One of my best friends, she said to me several months ago, she said, "Catherine, if no one's told you lately, you're doing a really good job at life." And I was like, "Oh, I am." And I didn't realize it, because when we're in our own worlds, navigating our daily, you know, processes of life, we sometimes don't really realize how that may appear to that world. And so, you know, I've been building a business, raising a son, living in Aspen, seeing clients, traveling the world, and I don't always take a moment to acknowledge how far I've come or the good job that I'm doing. And so my best friend, she was like, "If no one's told you lately, you're doing a really good job at life." And so to all the people out there in the world, both men and women, no one's told you lately, you're doing a good job at life. You're doing the best job you can. And I think it's our job now more than ever to not just be okay with mediocre, to not just surrender into accepting what is, but to questioning, to reevaluating, to being curious to how can you make your life better. I know that I thought that seeking success was the answer to making my life better, but only stressed me out, right? I had way more expenses in my business, and I was paying myself in the business way less than I was almost all of my staff. And so there's this preconceived notion that once you attain success, you'll be happy. I will tell you from personal experience, if you don't take a step back and really reevaluate where you are, you might learn that the thing that you thought would bring you happiness might actually be doing the exact opposite. So in my quest for, you know, sort of sharing my mission with the world and getting my message out there and working long hours and not necessarily taking a step back to nurture and care for myself, I was kind of in this rat race. And although it might have looked like success on the outside, which it was, I didn't necessarily feel successful because I was having to work really hard to maintain my energy. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just know long term, over time, I don't want to keep doing that for another 20 years. I want to get more into this idea that if I can practice certain things that allow me to nurture, take care of my nervous system, balance my hormones, rest, be present with my son, be present with my clients, be present with my life, be present with my body, be present with myself, then that to me is success. And so for all of you out there, it's a great time to just be curious about reevaluating where you are at life. And if you keep going in that direction, are you going to be happy? And if not, what needs to change and how can you change it? So that's kind of the little message I have for you today. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk about some other things about independence, and stay tuned.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, my magical friends, so welcome back to the show, talking about independence. And especially if you're a woman who really thrives on building businesses, loves creating connections, loves to work hard, nothing wrong with that. The question is are you also nurturing you and taking care of you in a way that supports you to build your business long term? And so I'm going to read a couple of symptoms or just talk about a couple of symptoms if you are borderline not nurturing yourself quite enough. Here's what might show up. Right? You might start experiencing anxiety or panic attacks. You might have, your autoimmune system might be compromised. You might be getting sick a lot. My mother, God bless my mother. She is an incredible human being and taught me so much about life, really just by being who she was. And my mother still is fiercely independent. And I've noticed that as of late, she's been getting sick a lot more. So if you are catching colds or getting sick more than usual, if you feel run down quite a bit, if you're experiencing heart palpitations, right? If your lymph nodes are off, if your thyroid starts getting off, if you start experiencing weight gain, especially around your middle section, right? Some other implications is just if you're constantly exhausted, if you're stressed out, if you're having pretty erratic mood swings, if you feel like you don't ever get proper rest, if you're not sleeping well, you know, if you enter mid-age, whatever age that is, right, and you start, your hormone symptoms start being, or menopause symptoms start almost taking over, that could be a sign that you've stopped nurturing yourself in a way that really can benefit you. So a couple other symptoms could be a slowed metabolism. You might start having issues with your digestion. You might start having pretty severe brain fog. You might just feel exhausted, and no matter how much sleep you get, you never feel like you get caught up. And so that's where it's time to take a step back and go, okay, I still want to build a business. I still want to be independent, but is there a way that you can be independent and also allow the nurturing? And I will tell you from personal experience that you can do both, right? There's a level of independence, but then there's also a level of letting others in, letting others witness you, support you, contribute to you, help take care of you, be your best cheerleader, right? And, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do this, but if you start to recognize that maybe that adrenaline pump, right? So you might have adrenal fatigue, but that adrenaline pump to push your business forward or your life forward or your finances forward or your family forward is taxing you, then it's time to look at what can you do different to begin to set yourself up for being independent and also caring for yourself. Being independent and not feeling burnt out. Being independent and not stressing or worrying about things that aren't in your control to stress or worry about. And so to all of you out there that are navigating your world your way, I applaud you. And you're doing an amazing job at life. And when you start to, right, connect with your heart, connect with your head, to get in alignment with who you are meant to be, the things that you're trying to build start to you with more ease, right? So I'm going to read something that I wrote a few months ago, and this was the beginning of realizing that my independence was costing me some of like the finest moments of possibility with my son. So if you're not following me on Facebook, you can certainly go to my Facebook page. It's Catherine McIntosh, right? And here's a little story I wrote. I was reading it today. I went, you know, this is a pretty powerful story. So let me find it. Okay. So this was after my son had won his first gold medal in snowboarding. Next week, he is racing in the U.S. championships, or competing, I should say, in the U.S. championships. He's an 11-year-old snowboarder. He's a redhead, right? And it's really exciting to watch him grow. So this was in February. It says, yesterday, my mama heart melted in tears of gratitude. After countless hours of practicing in the house, practicing on the mountain, falling and getting back up over and over again, after inviting him into the world of believing in himself and visualizing that he could do anything, my 11-year-old son did it. Despite how much fear he had in his world, he rocked out a full 360 in his competition, and he was so proud of his accomplishments. And then it came award time, and Duke took home the gold medal. right? I have a picture of him with the gold medal and says, the smile says it all. There have been many competitions this year against others older than him. And despite how hard he tried, how good he was, how much pressure he put on himself, and how his sweet, gentle heart wanted to make others proud of him, he wasn't anywhere near where he wanted to be. He wasn't winning many medals, and he started to feel discouraged. And so we talked. I listened. I showed up. I held him in his. I told him that it didn't matter what other people thought about him. It mattered what he thought about himself. I had the energy to be fully present with him and show up for him as much as possible. Well, last year, when he was 10, his wise old soul, bright blue eyes, freckled face came over to me and had a look I'll never forget. He sat me down, put his hands on my shoulders, looked me dead in the eyes, and said, Mom, I think something might be wrong with you. I tried holding back the tears as they gently streamed down my pink, rosy cheeks, swallowed my pride, sighed a deep sigh of relief, and looked him straight in the eyes and said, you're right. I still get choked up reading this, right? It was a mama bear moment where I knew he was right. And it was the first time in my life as his mom that I truly wasn't okay. And it was affecting him. Gulp. I found myself depleted and drained, having unexplainable extra weight on my body. And my mood swings were erratic and unpredictable. I was having panic attacks, couldn't sleep. My energy levels were at an all-time low. No matter what I did, nothing seemed to work. It was affecting every area of my life, but the one that mattered most was being the best mom I could be, and I was failing miserably. I was scared, panicked, and worried because I had hit a moment in my life where I didn't know what to do. It freaked me out, and I felt lost. But my son gave me the most beautiful and gentle reflection of some truth serum, I immediately went searching for a solution, right? Yeah. So in that wake, right, what I realized as I searched for a solution in doctors' offices and hormone replacement therapy and went down the rabbit hole of menopause, part of the majority of my symptoms is that I just wasn't in alignment with myself. I wasn't relaxing. I wasn't resting. I wasn't acknowledging and appreciating how far I'd come. I was constantly worried about paying payroll and the next month and the next month and the next month. And that can be really taxing. And so to all you women out there that have figured out business in your own way, like, I applaud you. And to all the women still figuring it out, I applaud you. And may this be a reminder that wherever you are on your journey, oh, it's never a bad thing to take a step back, to take some rest days, to take a week and go sit in the sun and put your feet in the sand. And, you know, each of you has this beautiful way in which you can find your own inner peace. And no one can do it for you, but you certainly can try. And I promise you that when you discover your sort of inner resting state, like your set point, right? We all have a set point. Bodies have a set point. And so a set point is where your body's most comfortable. It doesn't mean it's optimal, but it's most comfortable. And so some of us have a set point dialed onto stress and go, 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 and be super busy, right? As a badge of honor. I know that I used to have that. And now I work a lot less because my priority is raising my son. My priority is being present as a mom. My priority is my relationships with my friends and my clients. And so for each of you out there, what's your priority? And if it's to build a business, freaking go for it. If it's to have more time freedom, go for it. If it's to have a better appreciation and a better relationship with you and your body, go for it. the biggest thing is to really look at, what do you value? What's important to you? And are you doing it? And so, my friends, for all the independent women out there, don't be afraid to ask for help. One of my favorite things to do is to ask the universe, hey, universe, can you help me build this? Can you bring to me the energy of people I've been asking for? And when I'm in a restful state and I'm relaxed and my hormones are balanced and my nervous system is balanced, my digestion is working well, and I can listen to my intuition, right? Then I'm in alignment to be able to receive the very thing I'm asking for. If I'm stressed out, if I'm depleted, if I'm worried, if I'm living in fear, then my system isn't aligned. So I might ask, right? But I won't necessarily be in a place where I can receive what I'm asking for. And so that's when our bodies break down, we get sick, you know, stress happens in our life, like all these things. And so I think it's our duty, just my personal opinion, to find a way to get ourselves in alignment so that we can receive, because we operate best when we're relaxed, when we can trust our intuition, when we're connected to our bodies, when we're listening and paying attention. And so my son today was having a hard moment, and I just dropped my computer, had him come over. I squeezed him on the couch and we snuggled for about 35 minutes and I let him cry. He was having a moment. He was releasing some old trauma from times when I wasn't present with him and I was forcing certain things. So may this be a reminder to all of you, if your adrenals are taxed, don't go to the doctor. Ask, like, are you in alignment? Are you nurturing yourself? Are you taking time to self-care, right? Are you finding ways in which you can let go, lean in, receive? And so ask the universe for support, for help, to bring it what you're asking for. And then it's your job in the process to get yourself in alignment with receiving. And when you do, you'll have more time, you'll be more present, you'll probably improve every relationship you've ever had, right? You'll be able to listen to the whispers and the roars, intuition. You'll have improved digestion, improved metabolism, you'll have more energy, your skin can improve. There's so many health benefits, and I don't think we talk about it enough. And I really do believe that the majority of symptoms that we suffer from come from our need to people please. And I didn't realize it until this conversation in my live coaching calls in People Pleasing the class, this class that I've put together, that's an ongoing online course where you get to have live interaction with me on a weekly basis. I didn't realize that independence is a shadow side of people pleasing. And so I know for myself, being raised in a sort of tumultuous upbringing where it didn't always feel safe, where my role model was my mother, my fiercely independent mother, I took on the role of, it's a noble pursuit to not need anything from anyone. But in that, I compromised my health. In that, it left me exhausted at times. And look, I've had an amazing life. I've had an incredible life. I've had a magical life. And I really do, like, I've loved every piece of it. And then my body hit a breaking point. And in that breaking point, I needed to make some changes. So if you are on the verge of noticing you might need to make a shift, what would it take for you to get in alignment with you so you can soften, so you can receive, so you can connect, so you can engage, so you can be that sort of soft and independent version of you. But here's the deal. When you're independent, we still need, we need people, right? I don't know a world in which I would survive without my most significant relationships in my life, my friendships, right? My relationship with my son, even my relationship with my son's dad. It's important and valuable to set an example, to get along, to navigate. We haven't always had the best relationship, and we continue to work on ways in which we can be the best co-parents possible and show up for each other and support each other. Because the truth is, individually, we're incredible parents, and our son is living proof of that. So my friends, take stock, take a step back, and are you taking time to play? Are you taking time to journal or take a bath or go for a walk in nature? Connect with your favorite girlfriends over a glass of wine. Have space for your partner or your spouse. Be available for your children. And are you being available for what you need and what's most important to you? If you would like to join me on this sort of ongoing adventure, and you recognize that you might be suffering from some of the symptoms I mentioned, and you would like more freedom, more time, more space, more connection with yourself, maybe your body's sort of feeling a little bit out of control, maybe the business feels a little bit out of control, and you want to navigate it, you're invited to join me on this life-changing class. A lot of people say, oh man, I'm like, well, you can do it or you're not. But what I know that if I didn't change my pattern of people-pleasing and my pattern of needing to be independent in the way that I was, that was no longer working, it cost me more than I can even say, that can't put a dollar sign on, although it did cost me millions. But it's an invaluable piece that for all of you out there with a mission in the world, this might just contribute to a whole new way of existing in the world. So I just want to thank you for being here. Thank you for listening week after week. We've been doing this show for over a year, and I'm so grateful to all of you that continue to show up. So we look forward to seeing you next time. Please feel free to send us a message. Share this show if it resonated with you. Maybe share it with some of those independent women out there who might need a break, could use a hug, could use a high five, could use some form of acknowledgement. Because if no one's told you lately, you're doing a really good job at life. So keep doing it. If you'd like to check out the class, you can go to the website, join it at any time. Our live calls currently are every Tuesday. So join now, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for being here.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.